Good morning. This is Akash Mali, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Parliament has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen, or Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Parliament has also passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India, or Shanti Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The legislation aims for the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the passage of the Shanti Bill. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described it as a transformational moment for India's technology landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his three-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia and Jordan. During his visit to Oman, both the nations marked a significant milestone in their bilateral economic relations by signing the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The two sides signed six agreements and MOUs in the fields of maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, millet cultivation, and an MOU between the Oman Chamber of Commerce and Industry and Confederation of Indian Industry as well. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister was accorded a ceremonial reception at the Royal Palace and was conferred with the Order of Oman Award, the Sultanate's uniquely distinct civilian honor, for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and visionary leadership. A comprehensive economic partnership agreement, SEPA, and six memorandums of understanding were also signed in various fields, including maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, and millet cultivation. While addressing a business forum having industry leaders from India and Oman, the Prime Minister proposed creation of India-Oman Agri Innovation Hub and India-Oman Innovation Bridge to make the business partnership future-ready. Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of the second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives, including My Ayush Integrated Services Portal, a master digital portal for the Ayush sector. He will also unveil the Ayush Mark, which is envisioned as a global benchmark for quality of Ayush products and services. The draft electoral roll for all assembly constituencies in Gujarat under the SIR exercise will be published today. District election officers will hand over copies of the draft roll to representatives of recognized political parties to ensure transparency in the revision process. With the publication of the list today, the window for filing claims and objections has officially opened and will remain active until January 18, 2026. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that artificial intelligence or AI has the potential to address challenges in education, particularly towards making quality education more inclusive, accessible and equitable. Mr. Pradhan said this while chairing the third meeting of the Consultative Committee on the Use of Artificial Intelligence in Teaching and Learning in New Delhi. Indian Railways will run 138 special trains across 9 zones to manage the surge of passengers during Christmas and New Year. These trains have been planned with 650 trips proposed and approved. The Ministry of Railway said, so far, 244 trips have been notified. Western Railways has the highest share with 26 trains. Central Railways is operating 18 trains, while South Central Railways has planned 26 trains and Southeast Central Railways having 12 trains during this time. And in men's cricket, the fifth and final T20 international between India and South Africa will be played at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.